B-Pod Studios.
Get excited!
It's time now for the Gargano and Martinez Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez.
What up?
It starts now.
Good morning, everybody. Happy, happy, happy Thursday to all across the Delaware Valley. This here's the Midday Show with Jason Martinez. I'm Anthony Gargano. We are live. What a spot. You want to wake up?
You are looking live.
You want to spot the Tilted Kilt, Sicklerville, New Jersey.
Oh, man.
Greeted by the smiling faces of Amanda, Casey, and Lorraine. Just the three beauties to welcome us in to the Tilted Kilt to talk some football and hang out at a great spot.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. If people don't come out here today, you're a fool. Okay?
Listen. Just trust me on this, all right? You want to go watch a game somewhere, hang out. You're in the vicinity or out of the vicinity, don't matter. You want to come in to the Tilted Kilt, Sicklerville. I'm telling you, it's look at Casey. You walk in, Casey goes, big smile. Well, hi. You
go. I go. Oh my gosh, she's like an espresso.
Wow, my God. Hello to you.
I walked in like half asleep.
No, but she's got the money. You smile, happy. Oh. Like that's nice.
I just called a moving company. They're moving me in.
All right, so. All right, so you know, it's funny. Sometimes I because I live this stuff, right? You could show me a picture of something yeah. or tell me something, and it'll completely change my thought process.
Yep.
All right. So we're going to get into how we both feel about the game Sunday against Atlanta. Sunday night, you're looking live, NBC.
Yep.
Sunday night football in America, but. You showed me a picture of a Sports Illustrated, Randall Cunningham. Yeah. 30 years ago today, was on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Yep, September 11th, 1989.
So, you know, we're just little kids, and we're excited, and, you know, the whole thing. And
I'm 17.
Right, we're pumped up. But here's the deal. I look at that picture, and you know what I think of?
Carson.
Yes!
I knew it.
Yes!
Yeah.
I think of Wentz.
Uh-huh.
I think of Carson.
Think of a star.
Because, hear me out for 1 second. And believe me, I'm going to preface this whole thing by saying, this is not, I'm not going to disparage in any way Donovan McNabb. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So I look at that picture of Randall Cunningham. And Randall Cunningham, to me, represented, because I loved Randall. I loved the guy, man. But he represented something that I'd been longing for, which we all had been, which is, you know, this amazing quarterback. Like the quarterback of all quarterbacks, the top five quarterback. Like, I'm a huge Jaws fan. Like, I was as a kid, I loved Jaws.
Yep, his toughness.
Right, I mean, you know, tough, smart.
Big arm.
Right, exactly. What we were longing for our whole lives has been the best quarterback. The guy that can be the Marino, the Elway, and then move forward in time, the Favre, then the Rodgers, and
Manning.
Of course, the Brady, right?
Yeah.
The Brady and the Peyton.
The elite.
Right. So we've been dying for that guy.
Yep.
Now, Randall was close because he had ridiculous tools. Like the tools that were, you know, video game before there was video game. Like he was playing... when video games were three dots, right? Like the graphics were nothing. He was playing at a 2019 type of level.
Yeah, he's playing Madden 2019 while the world was on asteroids and space invaders.
Yes, it's a great video game analogy. So the problem was the coaching and the sophistication of the coaching wasn't there for him to take this true talent and get him to understand the position of quarterback and how to maximize that supreme talent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you fast forward, and Donovan was closer. Like, Donovan was closer. Donovan just, there was just something amiss. Like, he was, that's why I always say, when people go, is he HOF? I go, he's on the steps. You know, which
he never gets in the
which
door.
I think is a high compliment, right?
Yeah.
Which is, I think that's a compliment. Like, you know, he was a very good quarterback for a long time. He just, there was a tick, something missed, and You know, whether that was receivers and not him, and maybe it was him as far as putting the work in outside of football. I don't know. Whatever. But he was closer than Randall. I'm really close. And then I think of Wentz. And I think of what I saw on Sunday. And I'm once again buoyed by Wentz and the prospect, again, prospect of him becoming that elite quarterback that we've never had.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we've had, you know, very good and better than very good in Randall and Donovan.
Yeah.
And good with the Jaws. But, I don't leave my man out. But we've never had elite of elites.
Top three in the league.
Yeah.
Consistently. Top five.
Yeah, like you.
And I've been a couple top 3 years.
Who is a potential, and again, long, arduous way.
A lot of accomplishment, too.
But a potential, if you know what I'm saying.
Yep.
That kind of talent.
Yeah.
All right, that kind of ability. And I want people to, I want to ask people if what, because we need to do a Carson referendum. And if what we saw in week one puts you back on track with Carson. And I even want to go to the whatever's left of the Folesian society. And if you feel better about Carson, if you were one of those people that were like, well, they should keep Foles and trade Carson. Because there were, we heard a lot of that.
Yeah, they believed in the Foles magic.
There were a lot of that, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I kind of want to go because we have, you know, it's one game, right? Not a lot of data. But we have our first set of data since the last year.
Yeah. Well, going into last season, I didn't expect Carson to be the Carson from the year before. Because I'm a firm believer that when you come off a double knee, it does take time. And I was cautioning people last year going into the season that don't expect that right away. Because it does take time, not for just the affected area to heal, but for you to gain that trust and not have it in the back of your mind. And you couple that with the fact that, you know, you have an off season of rehab is far different than an off season of preparation.
Yes.
So I think all of those things combined, and then the back comes into play pretty soon thereafter by October 7th. But still, when you look at all that, I didn't expect that from Carson last year. But what I saw in week one was great because the one I keep closing my eyes and seeing, and the touchdown passes to Deshaun are great. They are. They really are. But the throw to Alshon Jeffrey in his belly through those arms is the throw that I keep closing my eyes and seeing.
Yes.
Now, to go to Cunningham, Randall Cunningham, to me, was Dr. J. He was playing the sport a different way before everybody else knew they could play it. Like, Doc was playing above the rim before anybody else was playing it that way. Now, Doc's a Hall of Famer. He's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And Randall was way ahead of his time.
Yeah.
They didn't know how to use him.
Yeah. Yes.
Tap it, right?
Yes.
To tap the potential. But, and then they, people started to perfect it. And you see guys now in the league. You saw Vic for those years. It was great.
Yeah, yeah.
And now you see Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson, there's elements in there. You know, all of those guys.
Yeah.
So, but to your point with Wentz, and I'm really interested to hear from the Foles people today. Because to me, I don't know that he silenced a lot of critics with a half of football. But it portends extremely well based on what we saw in week one.
Yeah.
He was under pressure in that game, too, because they're down 20-7 and a half. And he came out in the second half and very Folesian-like, didn't panic at all.
No. I know it doesn't really count as a come from behind win because it wasn't the fourth quarter.
Yeah, the technical terms.
But that was a come from behind win. I mean, you know, and I saw a guy, and again, once he shook off that kind of first quarter and a half where he looked a little, you know, tentative type of thing. Once he got that swagger, he got hot. He to me,
he wrote it.
He looked outrageous.
Yeah.
He was just moving and he was zipping and he had a swag. Like, when he's feeling it, you could see it. He's like a basketball player that's just, you know, can't miss.
Mm-hmm.
Because his throws were all mouse hole throws. Like, they were perfect. Like, he was making right decisions. put the ball where it needed to be.
Getting rid of it.
It was tremendous. He was. So I want to get into this.
He may be the ultimate weapon.
I want to get into this and whether or not, what you feel after our first set, is really our first set of any kind of Wentz data is in.
Mm-hmm.
Week one's in. Now, again,
Boy, Deshaun's dad is good too, huh?
Well, listen, he every great quarterback needs that. And I'm going to say this now, maybe it's different if Deshaun Jackson is playing with McNabb in 2000, right? So,
of course,
who knows?
Look at those receivers McNabb had.
Well, right. So in fairness, but the subject is not Randall. It's not McNabb. It's
Carson
Wentz. And what we've seen and what we see from Wentz and how we feel after our first set of data entry.
Yeah, and you're a few days removed now, so you can remove the emotion of the win and all that stuff. I will tell you, though, as good as I feel about Carson, and I just said it portends so well, I don't feel great about this game this Sunday. I don't think it's an indictment on the season. I mean, I lost week two against Kansas City in 2017, and then they rattled off nine straight.
Yeah.
But I don't feel great about this game, this matchup at this time against the Atlanta Falcons. But there's one X factor regarding the Falcons that I'm not sure about, and I'm not sure if it's the Falcons or if it's the Vikings.
We'll dive into it all, man.
Yeah, I wonder from you too. Do you revise your number? Have you revised any expectation on this regular season? You didn't just get data on the Eagles.
Later in the show,
we got data on other teams that they play.
Right, exactly. We got other. We got to go through the schedule again because I always think that's good.
Yeah.
We'll do that later in the show. Good morning, Junis.
Good morning.
By the way, Andrew, strike two on Klentak and McPhail last night. One more strike and they should be out. Yep. Oh, you'd have to give up anything to get him. $13 million. Martinez, stick to hockey. You don't need another Jake Arrieta. Yeah, you don't? Okay. If we win, we win. If we don't, we don't. McPhail.
Eflin had 170,000 pitches through four and a half innings. He didn't blow up, but my man was the nibbler.
I'm ready to get McPhail an easy pass to Neptune.
I'm afraid. This is it, right? I'm not going to hear anybody say to me they're back in.
No, you're going to. They got 18 games left.
All right.
Go back and forth.
Junis. Great job today.
Thank you.
Because you lined up these guests, you get to introduce them.
Oh, I get to introduce them today?
Right now.
Tell the audience who we got on the program.
So today at 11:30, we've got our boy Derek Gunn, who joins the show every single Thursday during the football season. Brian Finneran will join the show at 12:30. We'll go behind the lines, enemy lines, to face the Atlanta Falcons this weekend. And, of course, Dan Orlovsky will join the show at 1:10. He had some great things to say about Carson Wentz earlier this week.
Oh, a little QB analysis.
Which is the perfect time to talk about Carson today.
Yeah, and Brian Finneran, the Villanova alum, Anthony. And we'll talk to D-Gun. We got a stacked show today. Let's get on the phones. 610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show. That's Anthony Gargano, Jason
Martinez. I'm seeing us today at the Tilted Kilt.
Oh, in Sicklerville.
Casey will greet you at the door with a big smile.
That's exactly right.
Ride you off to Mandan Lorraine.
610-632-0975. Midday Show live from the Tilted Kilt in Sicklerville on 97.5 The Fanatic. I got to tell you, football is great. We know that. We're going to talk about it today. We're going to talk about it tomorrow on a Football Friday. But it's even better when you got a little skin in the game. And FanDuel Sportsbook, you can bet on every football game from anywhere in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or West Virginia, and you can do it risk-free. How about week two kicks off tonight, Thursday Night Football? FanDuel Sportsbook's giving you a risk-free bet up to $500 by using my promo code Jason. So here's the deal. If you place your first bet and don't win, FanDuel Sportsbook will refund you up to $500 in site credit. And FanDuel Sportsbook, like I said, they got plenty to bet on. Money lines, spreads, props, parlays, special promos every day, odds boost, you name it. And best of all, lightning fast withdrawals. Now, if you're looking to place your $500 risk-free bet, are you looking at the game tonight? Are you thinking about Monday night's action or college card this weekend? Are you going to go birds, the Battle of the Birds down in Atlanta? Well, bet up to $500. And if you don't win again, you'll get your money back in site credit. Plus, you just got to use my promo code Jason, J-A-S-O-N. Excuse me. To bet from anywhere in Pennsylvania, I'm getting all choked up. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now.
Because you're looking at the girls.
No, I'm actually looking at the paper. Maybe I should look at the girls. I'd be better off. You must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued to site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or West Virginia. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Terms apply.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Gargano and Mertitis Middays.
10 a.m. hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all styles of windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
All right, 1026 on this gorgeous Thursday morning. It's beautiful outside. Warm?
A little too warm for me. Last night was like a bowl of soup out there, man. It was so humid.
Yeah.
I felt like I was in Costa Rica in the rainforest.
No, it wasn't like that. Relax.
It was. Nasty.
We got some storms coming through the area. It's all right. You exaggerate. Come on. Costa Rica. It wasn't Laos. Did we get that early? That was in July. We're good.
I want to go all up right. And do the show from Alaska.
You are. You're an iceberg.
Iceberg! Straight ahead!
Yeah, that's you. You're the iceberg. You come walking in, man.
Slide down like a penguin. My belly.
If they weren't our rival, I would call you the penguin.
I'll go with a seal.
So, all right. So, you said something, and I don't know how to feel about Sunday night right now. Before we get back into the Carson realm, and I want people to chime in on this, but I don't know how to feel about Sunday. I'm still trying to suss it out, and a lot has to do with I don't know what the Falcons are.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the most bizarre games on Sunday in Minnesota, where they just don't throw the ball. They just run it, and I don't know. I mean, I know their defense. Here's what I know about Atlanta. They always have had this defense. They are smallish. They are quick, but they can be overpowered.
Mm-hmm.
Now, certainly the Eagles at some point should go on a long drive through running the football. But I would not make this completely let's run and throw the ball 12 times like the Vikings did. You still need to throw it. Now, I just don't know what the Falcons' offense is. Now, they didn't have the ball a lot. They weren't especially dynamic. The Vikings' defense is really good. Is that why? What about the Eagles' defense? Is what we saw, the hurries in the second half, will they get home in Atlanta? Or is Matty Ice? Because I still think, I love Matt Ryan. I do. I've always loved him because he's a hometown dude. He's a great guy. Done his charity thing. He's a great dude. Great family, the Ryan family. And he's a tremendous quarterback. When you give him time, like, you know, he'll pick you apart. Yeah. That just goes without saying. That said, you know, it's game on, and they got to pressure him. Got
to get home.
And this is why I don't like just rushing to four. What Jim Schwartz has to do, it's imperative. He's got to bring pressures. I don't want to hear, oh, well, you know, give up a big play. You know, you give up a pressure and you give up a big play, want to blitz, and then you go hide from it. Come on.
Yeah.
That's not how you do things.
Yeah. He had a quote yesterday about he says, this is Jim Schwartz, everybody wants to blitz, but nobody likes it when those deep balls go over the top when you do pressure. Jim Schwartz. All right, we get that. There's a risk factor when you send a blitz. But I'm telling you, as sure as I'm sitting here on my butt, I don't think that he dials up blitz in this situation. I think he goes, I got to get pressure from my front four, And because I can't leave my quarterbacks on an island when they throw the receivers out there that they can throw out there. And we're talking about Julio, who, by the way, didn't even have a great week last week. I mean, he had receivers. Hooper, 9 catches. Ridley, 4. Sanu, 5. Hardy, 4. Julio, 6.
Yeah, why?
I'm about spreading it around.
Yeah, you know why? I mean, well, first of all, you had to. You had to because that's a good secondary.
Yep.
Isn't that right, Casey? That's right.
So, I mean, look, Devontae Freeman had 3 catches in that game. But to your point, I don't know what Atlanta is coming out of that Minnesota game. I don't know if that's a great Minnesota defense. It's like, I don't know what Green Bay is because was that great defense by the Chicago Bears?
I'm telling you, I don't like
the Packers. Or was that
rust? I don't like the Packers.
Yeah, I know. There's something missing there for you.
I told you. Even going into it, I was like,
All right, now there's a few teams you feel like you have a grip on. Minnesota's one of them, man.
Before the season, I told you that they're going to be a chief rival for the Eagles. I think they're really good.
Yep, and do you have a grip on the Rams? Because I don't. They almost blew that game, Carolina.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense to me. The only thing I don't know is the oddity of the running game. The girly Malcolm Brown thing is weird. But they can throw it. They got cutback. They can throw it. Their defense... They lost some teeth out of the defense. So I don't think the defense is great. So I think they're good. I think they're a contender, but I don't think them. I don't make them a favorite.
All right. I was looking at some numbers last night regarding Dak Prescott since Amari got there, and I'll see if I can dig up the exact numbers. But tell me if you believe this could be true. And it's early, but the 3 best teams in the NFC. 2 of them may be in the Eagles division, including themselves. The 3 best teams in the NFC could be the Eagles, Cowboys, and Vikings.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well.
To have those 2 teams.
I think they probably are. I mean, I think.
This effect of Amari Cooper on Dak is incredible.
Yeah, but again, it's there's a reason why.
Yeah, it slots everything different and correctly.
So when you have, it all to me, it's all about Zeke. Look, Amari Cooper's good, but what makes that offense go is Elliott. Mm-hmm. Elliott is the key. If Elliott hadn't signed, which he was always going to sign, but just say he wasn't there, then you don't see that.
No, you're dead right. Yeah.
It's all, like, it's the triangle effect. You need, like, you know, you saw with the Eagles in 03, right?
Mm-hmm.
In 04, excuse me. When you had B. West, who was a tremendous player, and you had T.O. Like, once you have that, you got to run.
Mm-hmm.
You got an incredible, you have that. You need a receiver and a great back, and that's what you have. Like, you look at the Eagles now. Eagles do it but more by committee, except the receivers, you watch, their offense is going to be ridiculous because they just have weapons all over the place.
Yeah.
But it helps Dak having a legitimate number one receiver in Cooper, but it really, having Elliott there, because it's all about the safety, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to load the box, you're going to be in pass coverage. You're going to be thin. I mean, it's football simple that way. When it comes to where's the safety?
Yeah,
I mean that's all. You know, Carson at the line of scrimmage, and you're looking at safety. Like where are we going? Are you looking at are they in press coverage? Where's the safety? You know. And, you know, depending on those things, you're calling your play.
All right,
are they showing pressure?
Mm-hmm.
Who's showing it? Are they going to back out? What do we, you know?
No doubt about it. Here's the numbers. Since the Cowboys lost their first game with Amari Cooper when they acquired him versus Tennessee, since then they've played 11 games. So 12 total with Amari Cooper. Dak Prescott, since that acquisition and after that first loss, is 298 of 424 passing for 3,424 yards, 21 touchdowns to 5 picks, and a 105.9 passer rating. And that includes the game against the defenses of the Rams, Seattle, the Saints, the Eagles, and the shutout versus the Colts. Pretty good numbers.
Yeah.
But again, you're right, though. Like, the catalyst of all this is Zeke. Because without that, then none of the other stuff works. But the fact is they do have Zeke, and they do have Amari Cooper. And
no, I'm not telling you. I'm saying that's one of the reasons why.
Mm-hmm. I was, like, kind of poo-pooing the Cowboys going into this season, like not buying it.
No, I told you I thought they were good.
Yeah, they may be one of the top 3 teams in the NFC along with the Eagles, and maybe that's Minnesota, that third team.
I think it. I believe it is Minnesota.
Wow.
I look and look, the Saints are right there too. So it's four teams.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing.
I wonder about their defense.
Yeah, but you know what though, dude? As long as they play in the dome, as long as Breeze the quarterback.
Yep. Magic.
You know, and look, that defense is good. Deshaun Watson is a great player. He's a great player. He's the most underrated quarterback in the league, Deshaun Watson.
He gets murdered back there too. They can't protect
him. He's got a great arm.
Mm-hmm.
He's accurate as all get out. He can move. He also had the ACL too. Remember that?
Yeah.
Of course, he had the ACL too. He's still, kid's fearless, man. I love that dude. But he's the reason why they were in that game.
Yeah.
Saints are good. Make no mistake. You got to go down there. It's a problem.
Oh, no doubt about it.
You got to get
home
field.
That's why home field's imperative. You're dead right. 610-632-0975. So all that being said, how do you feel about Sunday? Are you having a hard time like putting your thumb on it?
Yeah, I want to tell you, if I'm going to close my eyes and let it come to me, because sometimes the best thing to do is to close your eyes and see how you feel when you... It's almost like doing football yoga, all right? Where you clear your mind and then you let
little
the
downward dog
and you let the answer come to you. And I did that this morning in a car,
along with a vinyasa.
And I came up Eagles.
Oh, okay.
It did.
Football yoga.
You have to clear your mind. Here's the exercise. Andrew Junis, play the NBC Night in America music. So get that going.
Sunday Night Football.
We could practice this.
We could
right?
do our breathing.
So we close our eyes. We focus in on the music. Right?
Your breath.
Hey. Clear your mind.
Look at the smell.
And focus on the music, right? Yeah. With your eyes, give me some volume, Junis.
There
you
go.
Just focus on the music. Let it play. Don't speak.
Ah, man.
That was
this football yoga.
You're wrecking my football yoga. All right, now you should have an answer. All right, now for me, the answer came up Eagles. Now I didn't intellectually pick the Eagles. I'll do that tomorrow. But what came awash is the Eagles, and it's probably due to the Eagles offense that's telling me in my football yoga state that they're going to win.
You found your center. Congratulations. Now, the football, there's a thousand parallels with this football yoga. We got to figure out how to do this.
I will tell you.
See Baldy as an instructor? See, you get down in your downward dog, and you bend your pinky.
I guarantee you that was the first time football yoga was ever uttered in the universe. Dude,
call the patent office.
All right.
And patent that. Football yoga. You watch football, and you do yoga. But you eat like wings, like downward dog into a wing eating position.
All it is clearing your before the game is that you clear your mind of any kind of thought. That's the trick.
You're classic, dude. Football yoga. Let's go to the phone. 610-632-0975. Mark in North Philly's on the Fanatic. What's up, Mark? Marky. Mark's not ready. We'll put him on hold. Let's go to Corey in Boyertown's on the Fanatic. What's up, Corey?
Yo, guys. How's it going?
Whoa, what's up, brother?
Can you hear me okay?
Turn your radio off, buddy. Yeah, we got you.
Sorry about that. What's going on? How's everyone doing?
Good, buddy.
How's everyone doing?
Hey, man, I just wanted to... We were so pumped up, me and my wife, on our Jack and Ginger jerseys this weekend. And then
nice.
The end of the second, the big bomb, and we were taking photos and getting the Jack and Ginger together. I was like, "No, you got to sit this way." She's making me sit one way so we could get people. She was like, "People aren't going to understand when they see 11 and 10. It's got to be 10 and 11." And oh my god, it was just great. We were just so happy. We were all bubbles and smiles during the game, and nothing but joy. We were so happy.
Yeah.
Well, that was at the second half. How was it the first half?
Oh, the first half I was screaming. I couldn't eat. My wings were getting cold.
You need a little halftime football yoga. Clear your mind.
I guess so. Yeah, find our chi. We also got the third and final payment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
For the trip, we're going to the trip to Miami game. All in the books.
97.5 The Fanatic. Gargano and Martinez Middays.
All right, 10:50 live from the Tilted Tilt. Sicklerville, New Jersey. Great spot. My man Tom over here is a regular to Tilted Tilt.
Going burger.
Yeah, he went burger. It's a fine burger, huh? It's a good burger. That's a good tasty burger.
I was just doing a little football yoga during the break.
Were you?
Loosening up the hips.
Now, the key to football yoga, you know, it's hard to do the yoga without, you need the sound, the NBC sports sound, you know, football sound or the, you name it. You need the anthem because that helps you focus. You need to focus on the music.
So I shouldn't use like Reiki meditation music. I use football music.
Right. If you're seeking a center, you use the Reiki music, right?
Uh-huh.
An emotional center, right? That makes sense. If you're seeking football answers, you need to have football music play.
Okay. So who is like the great guru of football yoga? Is that Lombardi? Like, is he the guru?
Well, you need somebody,
we have a picture of him in our studio?
You need somebody more modern.
Okay.
Because it's more of a modern, new age.
Bill Walsh?
Probably more, I hate to say it. Well, like, you can't go Belichick because he's
current. Yeah.
He's active. But it's got to be more like recently. Maybe it's Parcells. How about this? Perfect. I got it. Vermeil.
No.
No? Dick Vermeil?
No. I love Dick Vermeil, but no.
What do you mean?
He doesn't have enough accomplishment.
Dick Vermeil doesn't have enough accomplishment?
Not here.
What are you talking about?
He got him to a Super Bowl. I would go like a Bill Walsh, multiple champion.
Dick Vermeil won a championship.
Yeah, I know. With the greatest show on turf.
Dick Vermeil was a great
St. Louis.
Was a great coach.
Yeah. But he's not as great as Bill Walsh. Like, if I got a guru, you got to have multiple titles.
I agree. I'm
guru's not a one-and-doner.
Yeah, but Dick Vermeil...
Guru left the game to go to the booth.
Yeah, but how about this? The Dick Vermeil now has a winery. Like, that would be...
Yeah, that's not a feather in the football yoga cap.
See, I think it is.
Yeah, because right, well, you love wine.
I do.
You just want to... You're hoping for a couple of bottles, a shipment to the house.
No,
crate.
It never happened. It's gonna. I gotta ask Jaws to ask him.
Intermediary.
I gotta pilfer from Jaws to get that. Anyway,
real quick too, we have to have our charter chapter members check in. We have we've gone worldwide, Anthony. We're international. We got I think over 2,500 people now on the United Nations of Eagles Facebook fan page, and we have charter chapter members flying the Eagles flag all over this country. All over this continent, all over this planet. We got to get like an astronaut from Mars or from the moon to put like the United Nations logo up there and take a picture
Could
with.
Could you imagine?
But we are international, so we need to hear from our charter chapter members.
Internationally known.
Yeah, because we need to know where people, what they're feeling right now with both Carson and the team as we head into week two. Mm-hmm. Because we got some data last week, not only on the Eagles, but on other teams. In the case of the Atlanta Falcons, I don't know what kind of data we got. I don't know how to interpret the data of the Falcons just yet. What I will tell you is I just don't feel great about the game right now. Like, I'm leaning Falcons at home to avoid going 0-2. That's where I am on this Thursday.
Yeah.
Like, I just can't see them starting out 0-2 and, you know, going back home. Was that putrid offensive output of 12 points?
See, here's one thing you can't get caught up in the trap of, well, this team can't lose, go 0-2.
Yeah, they can.
So you can't get caught up in that trap. I'm still trying to suss this out from that kind of element, but I do think the Eagles will score. The Eagles could control the clock against their... Now, again, the emotion of Sunday night at home is going to be a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we'll see about that.
No doubt about it. 610-632-0975. Some open lines. So let's get the Charter Chapter members checking in from all over the globe
and
as well.
Scouts. What scouts we have left? Who to check in? Andrew Tunis?
Oh, we had Schwartz. We had Doug. We had safety.
All right, so we're experiencing some technical difficulties down the Tilted Kilt, so Anthony and Jason will be around. We'll talk about the scouting department that we have. Of course, we still need to hear from some of the guys. I know we heard from T. Will and Jim Schwartz. We heard from Curtis on the running backs. Nick in Collegeville checked in on the linebackers. But we still need to hear from some guys, so make sure you guys check in when you get a chance. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Mark in North Philly. Mark, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, man. I just wanted to...
Mark, you there?
Hello.
What's up, Mark?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, what do you got, Mark?
Yeah, man, I just want to talk about Jim Schwartz and the way he's trying to educate us about the foosball.
What do you mean? What do you mean, Mark?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, but like I said, this is Philly, bro. So, like, Jim Johnson, Buddy Bryan, we know about the risk of the blitz. You don't have to educate us, Jim. You know what I mean? And you know what? We want you to do it. So we ride out with our decisions in this town, bro. And if we tell you to blitz, we want you to blitz, and we'll deal with the consequences. You know what I mean?
So you think you know more than Jim Schwartz? I know what you're saying.
I'm not a defensive coordinator, okay. But I think we as a Philadelphia fan base, we understand that we need the blitz. I don't know more than Jim Schwartz, but I think us as a conglomerate, you being in this town, watching this team play all these years, understand that you gotta blitz the ball. You gotta blitz.
No, I hear you, Mark. You do got to blitz at time. Now, there was also a moment where, and I appreciate the call, they blitzed during the first series, and then the Redskins ended up getting 8 yards. It happens. I mean, they attempted the blitz. It's not like they never blitzed the pass rusher. We saw their statistics out there that they did blitz at times, but I hear what you're saying. It is a difficult situation. I get it. They do the sticks defense, and nobody likes that. And as Anthony and Jason have pointed out multiple times, it kills the momentum of the defense when it's third and long, and all of a sudden the crowd wants to get into it, but they don't bring any pass rushers, and all of a sudden they're doing the sticks defense, and then they gain 10 yards, and whether they get the first down or not, all of a sudden, they're in a better situation. They're in better field position, and that kills the Eagles at times. I know what you're saying. All right, let's go to Josh in Audubon. Josh, on 97.5 The Fanatic.
How you doing?
What's
on
up, Josh?
95, heading down to Atlanta. Going to meet some buddies down there tomorrow for some golf and football. Really excited to check out the new stadium and come away with a W. But what I wanted to talk about is obviously it's you know, we know about our first quarter scoring problems last year, and it happened again against the Skins. And I'm hoping it's just, you know, the lack of preseason and, you know, Carson coming back. And, you know, we figured it out in the second half, obviously. But this cannot continue against teams like the Falcons on the road, obviously. We got the Packers coming up in a few weeks. So that's what I'm really looking for. I want to see us get off to a fast start and, you know, control the ball. With the running game, have Carson spread it around when we need to. And, you know, if we do that, then I think we can come away with a road win and start 2-0. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think they could start 2-0. I mean, right now, the line's pointing toward the Eagles' favor. I like the way the Eagles' offense was working out last week. Of course, you do as well. The defense is going to be a big question mark, though. They got Julio Jones on that side, Mohamed Sanu. They got Calvin Ridley. The Falcons have a pretty good offense, and right now, it's going to be in Atlanta. The last couple of years, the Eagles have been beating the Falcons at the link. They've had the home field, so we'll see what it looks like down in Atlanta. How are you feeling about the defense? Because the Redskins did burn the Eagles' defense in that first half. Do you think they're going to play well against the Falcons?
They burned
burnt us in that first half. That was hard to watch. And obviously, we got to do a better job. I mean, they have weapons, but the Falcons are such a hard team to figure out. Ever since they blew that 28-3 lead, like, I keep thinking, like, they're still that NFC favorite every year, but they just, for one, they can't stay healthy last year on the defensive side of the ball. Now, those guys have come back. I think we're going to give up what we usually give up to Julio. Julio kills us, but we've kept him out of the end zone. He gets his catches, he gets his yards, but we keep him out of the end zone. So, for some reason,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.